the congratulations, Paulsons, as we celebrate the gift of baptism today. Finally, a girl for the family. And Jackson, today we celebrate your first Holy Communion. All right, so congratulations to you as well. Jackson, you're probably familiar with receiving something new. We probably, most of us, if not all of us, are new pair of shoes, you know, new pair of slacks, new pair of pants, new vehicle, new house. But there are times in the world where we have to realize not everyone experiences this concept of new. There are people who are poor in our world. And whenever you give them something like a new pair of shoes, they look at you almost stunned. And then they ask the question, are these mine? Can I have these? And when you say yes, they just get this bright glow on their face. Okay, it's a beautiful sight to behold. And today, Jackson, in the gospel, Jesus gives us something new. It's not a pair of pants, it's not clothes, it's nothing like that. He gives us a new commandment. And this is what it says. Love one another as I have loved you, so you should also love one another. This is how I will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So what makes us new in the Old Testament? Love was built upon me. You and me. Okay? Love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, if I loved everyone on this side and hated everyone on this side, that was up to me. But now Jesus puts it in a whole new anchor. And what that anchor is, we're going to come back to that here in a moment. So what I want to do today is I want to take some pains and I want to talk about our understanding of love when it comes to people of faith. What do we as Catholics believe about love? Okay? So I pulled out the Catechism of the Catholic Church, looked up the word love, and guess what it told me to do? See charity. So I looked up the word charity, and this is what it says. Charity is a theological virtue by which we give love to God for his own sake and love to our neighbor on account of God. Let's unpack this. First of all, it's one of the theological virtues. There are three. There's charity. Matter of fact, Paul talks about these. He says in the end, three things last: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is, you're right, those are the theological virtues: faith, hope, and love. Okay, what's a virtue? Virtue is a habitual and firm disposition to do good. When we speak about a virtuous person, Jackson, we're talking about someone who takes the high road. Even if a majority in society may say this is the road we're going to take, though it's morally wrong, a virtuous person says this: I am not taking that road. I'm going to do what's just, right, and good. This is a person, when somebody comes up to you and says, hey, why didn't you just come on along? What's wrong with you? No, you say, I'm going to do what's just, right, and good. That is a person of high character. That is a virtuous person. Okay? So we've talked about the virtues. We talked about a virtue. So then we have to understand what anchors love. When I read that definition, there was no mention of me. Listen to it again. Charity, love, gives love to God for his own sake and love to our neighbor on account of God. Love isn't anchored in me, it's anchored in who? God. That's love from a faith perspective. And yet, how do we depict love? Well, we watch a movie. Over the course of 90 minutes, we see hearts are broken. And yet we know at the end of the movie, everything is going to be what? Happy ever after. There's a problem with that. Love isn't that easy. In 90 minutes, you cannot really depict words like these: commitment, fidelity, sacrifice, unselfishness, patience, forgiveness. Shared the story with you before, I'll share it again today. Jackson, we used to get in the vehicle. Mom used to pack us all in the car to go to church on Sunday. Okay, we all used to get in there. And we'd be in the vehicle, we'd be ready to go, and through the window we could see Dad in there pacing back and forth. Now, what was he pacing about? We never knew. Maybe he had to go to the bathroom, maybe he had to get a drink. Maybe he was getting his chewing tobacco. Okay, we don't know. But it drove my mom nuts because my mom wanted to get to Mass on time. As a matter of fact, she wanted to get there so she could prepare. Okay, so she could prepare. One of the things when I watch people come in, and things happen, but when you continuously come to Mass late, are you prepared? Or do you just walk in, plop, and here we go? It's a certain beauty of coming early. Get your frame of mind, get settled in, pray, get focused. Okay? So this is what would happen. Did my mom get mad? You bet. Did she say something to Dad? You bet. Did it change my dad? No. It went on week after week, year after year. Okay? Love isn't easy. Even more, I think we've done a great injustice in our society by reducing love solely to kind, nice, affirming, and welcoming. Don't get me wrong. There's a certain kindness in love. But isn't there also rebuke and correction? I'll give you an example. Parents. One day your child may do something, and you go up to your child and you say, boy, that was the right thing to do. That was very, very well done. Okay, that's being kind. The next day, your child comes up to you and says, I'm going to do this today. And you turn to him and you say, well, I tell you what, if you do that, I have no choice, but I'm going to have to ground you. That's not kind. Okay? It's not kind. That's rebuke. That's correction. And I don't know what happened to our society, but there is a certain section of society today that says if we're not always kind, affirming, all of these things, then get this, we are intolerant. Intolerant. Everything has to be okay. It's not. God didn't do that. I'll give you an example. Peter. Jesus asked the disciples, who do people say that I am? Peter pipes up, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus says, well done there, Peter. On you I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld will never fail against it, fall against it, destroy it. That's being kind. The next verses. Jesus tells his disciples, I'm going to Jerusalem. I'm going to suffer. I'm going to die and rise. Peter pulls him aside, and what does he do to him? He rebukes him. So what does Jesus say to him? Get behind me, what? That's not kind. If somebody calls you Satan, you're acting like Satan. That isn't kind. That's not kind. Okay? So there has to be this medium. There has to be kindness. There also has to be rebuke and correction. Can't be one extreme or the other extreme. Somehow true love finds both. One more thing, Jackson, I'm going to say about love to the people and to you today. You know, Jackson, we made love difficult. We did. What do you mean? Well, read the story of Adam and Eve, and you can't help but say, we could be living in paradise. We could have paradise. That was there. And yet, Adam and Eve said, well, God, I kind of want to try things on my terms. And so they took one foot out of the Garden of Eden. And what did God do? He took them and he booted them out. He said, you can't do that. You either do it your way or you do it my way. And now I know where your heart is. You want it my way. And so he kicked them out, Jackson. And the Garden of Eden is closed. Paradise is lost. Okay? It's lost. And don't sit here and say, Adam and Eve, how bad you are. Hey, I'm as bad as they are. Okay? But even in respecting free will, God gave us another way. It's not paradise. We lost it. But he gave us another way. And I'm going to show you what it is today. Okay, here it is. This is it. This isn't paradise. Is it? Anybody want to do this? I don't think so. Okay? In place of paradise, Jesus said, the cross. The cross. That's the new way. Does he say that? He doesn't say, take up your paradise and follow me. Take up your what? Okay? This isn't all kind. We hear words of kindness from it, but it's not kind. Okay? And yet, we realize this. If we follow this, it's our hope. In it, we find eternal life. Okay? But how do we get to eternal life? We go back to where I started. It's all about the new. Okay? It's about this idea of love. We love God for the sake of God, and we love our neighbor on behalf of God. It's all about love. That's what we live. So speak it, breathe it, and live it. Okay? Let's pray about that today, brothers and sisters, and let's be about the law of love.